A developing Bermuda high off the East Coast will continue to pump increasingly warm and humid air into the region over the next couple of days. In response to that soupy air streaming in, a warm front is crossing the region today with some very isolated showers. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-80s and dew points rising into the middle 60s, making for that steamy feel to the air. That humidity will stick around these next couple of days, and high temperatures will continue to creep up, and in some cases into the 90s. Heat indices, the combination of the heat and the humidity, will climb into the middle 90s, so if you've got to do anything outdoors, early morning or late evening will be your best time to do them. Loose-fitting, light-colored, and lightweight clothes will be best for trying to beat the heat, as your body will struggle to cool itself with so much humidity and heat in the air. With such a warm and humid air mass in place and the instability in the atmosphere ramping up, a weak disturbance will work through the region tomorrow afternoon, and we could see some widely scattered thunderstorms firing up. Any storm that does will have the potential to produce gusty winds and very heavy rainfall and could briefly pulse to severe limits, with wind damage being the primary concern with the storms. Any of that thunderstorm activity will diminish after the sun goes down and we start to lose the heat of the day. Wednesday will be another hot and steamy one. However, at that point, a cold front will be approaching from the northwest, and that front, or a prefrontal trough, will be the focus for storms to develop in the afternoon. And depending on how much sun we get, temperatures could once again take a solid run at or into the 90s. That cold front will move through slowly Wednesday night, with shower and thunderstorm activity continuing before making its way to our east by early Thursday. After that, our attention will turn to whether a developing tropical system off the southeast coast will have any impact on our region, or if the high pressure moving in from the west pushes it far enough off the coast to protect us, thus bringing us our sixth straight rain-free weekend in a row. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and evening across parts of the lower Great Lakes region and Ohio Valley into the Ozark Plateau. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 on Sunday at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Stanley, Idaho, Monday morning. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s and a southwest wind from 10 to 20 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly sunny, a high near 90, southwest winds 10 to 20. And in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Partly sunny, a high in the lower 80s. It'll be breezy with southwest winds around 20 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 81 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1964. Normal minimum temperature is 60 degrees with a record of 47 set in 1938. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly cloudy tonight, humid with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid with highs near 90. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid-Lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly cloudy and humid tonight with lows in the upper 60s, partly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow with highs in the low 90s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, tonight, a chance of showers in the evening, partly cloudy and humid with lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, hot and humid with highs near 90. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly cloudy and humid tonight with lows in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly cloudy tonight, humid with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs near 90. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers and storms, temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the upper 70s, low 80s. Friday, mostly sunny, that's Independence Day, temperatures in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny, near 80. And Sunday, mostly sunny, upper 70s, low 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.